Hey everyone, Queen Cooley here. Thank you so much for being here today. I am so happy to be with you. I hope you're all doing well. I cannot believe if you're watching, it's almost June and 6 months almost. We're into this year and it's gone by so fast. I am a shaman, I am a healer. I am here to help you as an activator. That's why that's the biggest thing I do is I activate people to find their true gifts and what their life purpose is, and then help you move forward with that purpose and release some of the stuff that's been keeping you stuck. That's what I do. And I have had over this last weekend an incredible experience that I just wanted to share with you. And I wanted to do this to let you all know that there's still magic in the world, and there's still amazing beings in this world that are always around us, even if we can't see them all the time, and they're always here to give us signs and signals. So, before I go much further, there are a couple different ways to work with me. You can just email me below and let me know what you need to work on. You can work with me one-on-one sessions. I also have the Brave Academy, which I created because I had lived such a life full of fear and transitioned out of that. And I want to help other people if you're living in fear, regarding your decisions and kind of being a people pleaser and not putting yourself first at all. That's what that is there to do. And then I also am starting a membership group. So there's lots of different ways to work with me. So if you do want to do so, please just email me below and we'll go from there. Okay, so this weekend, let me just say this. This is not to brag. If I ever talk about myself, it's so that you can learn from my mistakes. My whole thing is I am here and opening myself and up and my experiences and sharing with you in the hope that you can identify with it and you don't have to kind of go through what I went through because it's not fun. So if I can save you any time, any heartbreak, that's the reason that I am talking about an experience that I had. It's only for that reason, okay? So this weekend, I had incredible opportunity and I saw five birds in the wild and I've had conversations with all of them and it was extraordinary. It started off with God, I can't, it's overwhelming at times. I can't even think about it. It started off with a redheaded woodpecker. I was with a client, and right in front of me was a tree. And all of a sudden, this redheaded woodpecker, who was like this big, had flown into the tree. And that was amazing. I've seen them before, but it was so close. And I was like, this is gorgeous. This is amazing. If you do or don't know, I am an animal communicator as well. So I can speak to animals, whether they're here, if they've crossed over, they can be domestic, like dogs, cats, my horse, or it can be birds, it can be wild animals as well, and talk to them. And so I'll get into that in a bit, but that was the start of it, the redheaded woodpecker. And then later on in the day, as I was driving, I saw an eagle. And the eagle had gone up into, I got a dog here, so that's why I'm looking at you. Okay. The eagle had gone up into the tree and it was a huge, huge, beautiful bald eagle. Gorgeous, gorgeous. So that was pretty amazing because that's very, very rare. The next day, so I kind of went to bed and, thought, gee, that was really cool. The next day, I saw a cardinal. Now, cardinals are amazing. We see them quite a bit. But that night before it got dark, I was sitting in the treehouse here and I heard like, woohoo, woohoo, right? And it was an owl and it sounded so close. And usually owls are far away, but this one, I felt like, geez, it's right here. I should go check it out. I literally went outside. I'm the only human out there with the dog I'm sitting for. And this beautiful, beautiful owl flew up to the top of a tree that did not have, it had branches, but it didn't have any leaves or anything. So it was bare to the top of this tree and turned and looked at me. I'm looking at it. It's looking at me. There was no one else out there. I mean, no mistake. And it was really funny because I started taking, recording with my phone, and it literally said, okay, you've got enough. You've got your picture. Put it down. Let's talk. Because usually, when an animal is in front of me for a bit of time, I always ask, do you have a message for me? Right. And so I'm open and receptive. I'm sending the animal, love and healing. And that's when the owl started talking. And at the same time, the owl was talking to another one. I think the tall one was the male, and then the female had flown into the second tree over. So I saw two owls. I spoke to that owl for 10 minutes. I had no pen and paper, just speaking to the owl, listening to the download, what it wanted to say. Thanked it as soon as we stopped, and it flew away with its partner. It got dark. Amazing. The next day, as I was driving down the road on the ground, I saw a falcon. And I was like, wow. So now I've got a couple of birds of prey. I've got the woodpecker and the cardinal. That's insane. In 2.5, 3 days, insane. And falcon, even, I mean, eagles are rare. Owls are rare to see two. And then a falcon? Wow. When I came in with the owls, I wrote 6 pages really quickly of what the owl wanted to say to me. Some of it was meant for me only, but there are other parts that were meant for you to hear as a divine sentient being. And I know sometimes, a lot of times, that we live, life's not easy for us. The world's crazy right now, no matter where you live, no matter what country. No matter who your leader is, which is why I never talk politics because I don't like it. But the world's not doing great. And so I wanted to bring you some messages from the owl specifically that hopefully will help you and uplift your heart. And I want you to know, even if you can't talk to animals, even if you don't even believe in that, and if you do, please do, because trust me, we are all connected. Every one of us that's here is connected. And whatever's happening in your world, no matter where you live, the house or condo or wherever you are, the people around you, including the animals, all of this you charted for, all of this you wrote out and you accepted, right? It's real. And especially your message with spirit, God, whatever you want to call it. So the owls said to me, they were here to guide me. Obviously, they're my guardians. And much like other guardians, they have protocols. So they went through that. And they said, the more vulnerable you are, the stronger you are. And this is something that I've believed in the last couple of years has been shown to me over and over again. And if you're someone, I used to think, tell me what you think, that the more vulnerable you are, the weaker you are, right? I don't want to show weakness, especially like in business, let's just say. But that's actually not true. One of the biggest tools that you have is being vulnerable, because when you open yourself up to others, they will feel the connection with you, right? So being vulnerable is strong and allows you to talk with and heal and help others. So that's a big deal. And then they had said, they take what they do very seriously. I would even suggest your dog or your cat, if you have one or both. Usually one of them is a guardian for you. That'd be the one that you have a very special relationship with. It could be a one-on-one. And they are your guardians. And when that happens, they take their job very seriously. It's not a joke. They are there to do their job, and they really, it's a big deal to them. They want to keep you safe, and they want to take away any negative energy that you have so that you can live a better life. That's what they do instinctively. But they were saying that we all have roles that we need to step into, and myself no different. And so if anyone out there has been saying to you, or you've been thinking to yourself, I need to get to my next level, and my next level is a XYZ. It could be a guide, it could be a seer, it could be a shaman. If you're in business, it could be, as a heart-centered entrepreneur, it could be creating that business. Or if you're in that business, it could be going in a different direction. where you're really trying something new. But whatever it is, it's meant for you. And it's time that you stepped into it. And if you do not claim who and what you are, the opportunities associated with it don't exist. So you'll be shutting a huge door for yourself for opportunities to meet people, to make better money, to take that money and help others, be it two or four-legged, whatever that is. Have you have a better life? Others have better lives. All of that will disappear and be non-existent if you don't claim what you want. Claiming is a big deal because you need to put your order with the universe, right? If you've never heard that, that's what you need to do. And you need to be as specific as possible. Do not be afraid to claim who you are. That is where your power, strength, and indelible opportunities come from, right? So you may say that, they will say to you, you're not ready. You'll get attacked. You know, it's too big of a mantle. It's too big of a possibility. There's too much. You don't have enough money. You don't have enough friends, all that stuff. Those are all lies. They're telling me this. Those are all lies to keep you separate, to keep you small. And your brain is not your friend in this, right? I just did an audio on this, just went up on Podbean. So don't be afraid to claim who you are. This is where your power, strength, and opportunities come from. If you do not claim who and what you want to happen in your life and what you are, the opportunities associated with it don't exist. And this is an old tactic the dark ones use to say, you're not ready. You know, this isn't for you. Think about it. And for a lot of us, especially if you're like an 11 or a master number in numerology, we think too much. And weeks can go by, and you think you've done stuff, but you actually haven't. You've just been thinking about it, okay? Versus taking the action. So there is divine timing in everything. The owl was saying, as I've flown up here to this tree and looked at you, and we've been having this conversation, it's right before it's going to get dark, so you can clearly see me. That was all on purpose. If it was dark out, you couldn't see me. And if it was earlier, you wouldn't be out here, right? And it sounds so basic, but everything that happens in your life has a purpose and is usually by divine order, right? Owls are highly regarded in Native American ceremonies. They were used and they are known for being wise. They bring messages between the worlds. And the owl's asking you today, what are you fixated on that has nothing to do with you? In other words, what are you carrying? What burdens are you carrying that you shouldn't be? You should only be carrying your own stuff. And I know you probably want to help other people, but that doesn't help them because then they don't learn their lesson. This was one that I did not understand for quite a long time because being an empath, being a shaman, being a healer, I always want to help the other person. And I'm sure if you're listening to me, you're the same. You're like, let me do it. It's kind of like if I'm struggling with the answer and you're like, I know the answer, pick me, right? But that doesn't help me learn. And when you tell me the answer, I don't learn anything. Now we've got karma involved. And that's not good because the karma was that I was supposed to learn that lesson. Now you've taken it from me. So I have to wait till the next time. But if you're carrying others' burdens, that's not good. It will overwhelm you and make you sad, make you depressed. You only have so much room, right? So it's really important that you only carry your own stuff. You are where you are right now because you are ready to bloom. Educate others and help others along the way, but the time to act is now. This is the message we bring to you. The sky's the limit, and there are no limits, right? And the time to act is now. Please take immediate action and continue to learn. You are brilliant, and you are one of one. So this is owl medicine for today. You don't have to see an owl to experience this. Everything I just told you is relevant to you wherever you are right now. You are brilliant. You are magnificent. You are a divine being. And you are under divine protection. So, how do you want to move forward? What is it that you're carrying that you shouldn't be? What do you need to get rid of to lighten your load? Right? And to have the life that you really want, you need to know that you will be attacked. especially as you move up and ascend in different levels. That's normal. You need to understand how to get rid of that and how to create a solid foundation for yourself to move forward in confidence, because each and every one of you has gifts that they need to share with the world. And we're all here to help each other, right? So my gifts dovetail off your gifts, which dovetail off another's gifts, no matter what they are. So I hope you enjoyed this. I can do some more of these. I can talk about the cardinal. I could talk about the red-headed woodpecker, and I can also talk about the falcon. Birds of prey and the eagle. Birds of prey are very different, and they all have specific messages, but every one of them, most importantly, wants you to know that you are loved. We are all connected, and everything you do and say matters, and people and animals and other beings are listening to you. You may have a following that you don't even know about. So it's really important that you step up into the role that you created for yourself. Don't be afraid if you don't have enough of anything. It's okay. Trust me, you do have it. You just have to find it and search your heart for it. Okay, guys, I hope this helped. If you'd like to work with me, just email me, jsalant5@outlook.com, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Thank you so much.